Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Bet. And we finished off yesterday with the discussion of Ullah. Right, so we're discussing Ullah, right? Remember, Ullah was the one who said that he was sitting and he said that he used to give the matanot to the female Kohanim, right, to the Kahenta. And Rava had a kasha of Ullah, right, and he's brought from the Mincha, and he said, what about Kohen? Why not with a Kohen? With a Kohen Mincha, it's Kulotoktar. What about the Kohenet? So he said to him, so Ullah answered Rava with Kabbal. He said, Rabbi, this looks like you're a bit tired, you're worn out, you're not focusing properly. He says, there's a mi'ut, it says Aharon Uvanav. Okay, in other words, when it says Aharon Uvanav, so then the Torah specifies particularly that it is only men. If it just says Kohen Stam, then it is men and women Kohenet as well. Right, so now there's a machloket Tanaim on this. The very Shmal Tana, Kohen v'lo Kohenet. Right? Says Zaviya Kohen v'lo Kohenet. V'limud Stam, v'yilmod Stam in Amaforash. And what's as opposed to Ullah, right? Ullah gave the matanot to the Kohanim, but David Shmuel says, no, only Kohen and not Kohenet. And where's his limut from Stam, Minam, Mefrash? Because just like the answer that Rava got from Ullah, that sometimes it says Kohanim and sometimes it says B'nai Kohanim, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, Dafka, that's the Makor for the Isur. Look at Rashi, yeah? For the miut. Satum, Minam, Mefrash. Kohen, Stam, Dichtiv, Gav, Matanot. The fact that where we in Apsukim just says Kohen Stam, not B'nai Kohanim or whatever. We can learn a dafka from there. In the Mincha, where there's a chiluk between men and women, it says B'nai Aaron. It says, D'mal Haram, what's there with the Mincha? Kohen v'no Kohenet. The Aaron of Anav Ketuvim. Because it says there, Aaron of Anav, dafka Aaron and his sons. Afhacha, learn that every time it says Kohen, it applies to also Kohen v'no Kohenet. Okay, so that is Dreish Shmael. And then Derei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana, so they see here the proper machloket Tanai. Right? He says Kohen va'afilu kohilun, like Ullah. He says Kohen va'afilu, even Kohenet. Right? And what's his makor for it? So have a miut achar miut, because we've got a miut, remember we've learned this before, right? Miur achar miut. And you've got two miutim, so it actually comes to mar l'rabot. Right? So look at the miur achar miut and l'rabot. Right? Look at Rashi. The Bari does it. Ben Yaakov Tana, but I'm a Kohen, v'lo Kohen. Always Kohen and not Kohenet. About Kohen, but Dafkin in our case, with regards to the matanot, Kohen dichtiv gav matanot. Filu Kohenet mashal. Why? Because have a miut achar miut. Because we got in the ratio of the crowd, we got the ze. Ze is a miut, right? The pasuk says v'ze yeh mishpat haKohanim. So you got the ze. Ze is a what? Is a miut, right? I lost my place. Ze is a miut. Mishpat ve yesh la kohanim. The mashma kohanim ve lo kohenet. Uchati b'seifa de kara. End of the pasuk it says v'natan la kohen azroa. So you got ze mishpat la kohanim. There the miut. Then v'natan la kohen another miut. So he says we got two miutim. Right. The mashma nami kohanim miut ekohen. Ve'ein miut achar miut el rabot. He's on the contrary. Got a limud in our pasuk that Dafkin includes Kohenet and not only Kohanim. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a couple of examples. Rav Kahana, right? Achal Bishvil Ishto. Rav Papa Achal Bishvil Ishto. Rav Yamar Achal Bishvil Ishto. Look at Rashi. What do you mean? Rav Kahana says, Yishal Hava, Vishto Kohenet. Achil Matnata Bishvil Ishto. Shaita Kohenet. It's really a Kohen, but Filu Kohenet. She used to get the Matanot. So we got three cases here with the Kohanim, where their wives were Kohanim. And they did get matanot, okay? Rav Papa, Rav Yemar, and Rav Idi, Bar Abin. Okay, on this one, the Gemara is Halochia. Pask Amar Avina, Amali Maraymar. You see again, you asked yesterday who Maraymar is. Yeah, he's again. Right? He says four halochas, yeah. Remember, yesterday we saw two halochas. The halochas like Rav Chisda, and the halochas was like Rav. Remember we learned that yesterday? Remember Rav Chisda with regards to the mazik with the matana? And And Rava, who, what was Rava's, what was Aloch of Rava? We said there, Rava and Rav Chisda. I forget what it was now. Everybody remember what was it? We said there, Aloch, we said, Aloch of Rav Chisda, Aloch of Rava. What, do you remember what the second was? Rav, sorry, Rav, not Rava. Rav, thank you. It was Rav. What was that?
We don't take gifts from a levy.
We don't force Levi to give matnot to the Kohen. That's what it was. We don't exactly. It was Am or not. I'm shkoach, right. Says over here, right. So here we have it again. So he wants Amar Avin, Amar Rameimar, Hilchete Kavate Derav. Right, that's the first halacha which we learned yesterday, which you don't force the Levi to give to the Kohen. The Hilchete Kavate Derav Chizda, and the halacha is like Rav Chizda with regards to the Mazik.
Patur.
Rashi says, Yeah, Mazik, but no Shochan Patur. And Hilchete Kavate Deula, which is now, which is, in other words, also Kohen and Kohenet, mm-hmm. they can both get Matanot. The Hilchete Kavate Drav Ada Bar Ahava. This we never saw this halacha before. Gemara tells us what it is. What is the halacha of Rav Ada Bar Ahava? Levaya Sheyalda, right? Levia, sorry. Levia. 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 Thank you. Okay, Levia, a woman, a bat Levi, Sheyalda, that had a child. Bena patur michameis, that's from Pidjon HaBen. Okay, this is the Makor. And a bat Levi is a Pidjon HaBen, look at Rashi. Why? Hikhtar al-Arava, de patar nami benasha Levia. Mipijon haben. Rashi says it's the Ashraya, Mipijon haben. Right? Kebeno she Levi. As if it was like a, but either she's a bat Levi. Right? So we understand if the father is a Levi, why his son should be patur. But his mother's a Levi and the father's Israel. Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Because Debbie's a bat Levi. Right? No, that is the halacha. That's the halacha. The halacha is a bat levi. If your wife's a bat levi, then have a pigeon of it. Right? It's not. Look here. Because we got a Mishnah. Got a Mishnah here that says, Ditnan kohanim ve-levi'im pturim. We'll see this soon in Masechet Bechorot soon. Peribad b'chamot, v'ashmina rav ha'ada. Delevia ke-levi, alibet amar bar rav Yosef, demokila rav ha'ada bar ava, b'parishesh b'chor nachara. Now, here comes Rashi. Afilu I Abra mi Yisrael. Even though the father was a Yisrael. To be Peter Rechim Tal Rachman. Because it goes off to Peter Rechim, right? Barei Rechim sheyatsa mimenu lav dechiyuvahu. And because when she came out of the Rechim of the Leviya, Ulafu came to Rapapa. He said, and this is as opposed to Rapapa, the Mokimla, the I Abra mi Obed Kochavim. Rapapa says, no. That only applies if the father was a goy. Then we go off to the fact that she was a bat Levi. Aval I Abram Yisrael, batar avas yudan Levi chayash. Papa wanted to say yuchay because you go off to the father. Only was a goy, not shayach. So therefore you look at the mother. But the halacha here is according to a meimar, to my reimar, like Rav Adabar Ava, who paskas, and that's the halacha we practice to this day. Okay. Gemara brings a brighter. Tarabanan. Hazroa v'halechayim v'akeva nohagim. Now it starts getting a little bit technical. V'kilayim uv'koi. What's a kilayim?
Kilayim ze bema v'chaya.
No. A kilayim is, because we only give zroa l'chayim and came from a behema, not from a chaya.
Okay.
A chaya is patur. Remember that? Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says... The beginning of the Mishnah. Said, "Azor alecha v'kaver nu agim etu v'chutz et v'shlo v'chuli alob memudushin shaya b'dinim lana."
No.
Not in the Mishnah. Where did it say Vahima? Animals, not from a chaya, mm-hmm. Right? So here the brayter says, "Hashulah chayim akeva neagim bekilayim uvekoil." The Tanakama wants to say that they are noheg with kilayim. So what's kilayim? We'll see in a second now that kilayim means a cross between a chaya and an animal. Okay, so one second we'll see the machlokes. Robert says between two different behemoth. Uh-huh. Right? In other words, even if it's a shor and a se. Okay, but we'll see now a second why it could be two different behemot. It could be a crossing in there or not, maybe. And a koi. Remember, a koi is a safek chaya or safek behema. That's what a koi is.
The koi is the cross between a behema and a chaya. And the kilaim is two behemot.
Okay, we'll look over here. Look at the rest of the brighter. Rabbi Ezra Omer, kilaim haba mina ez umina rachel. Right? Now, ez is a goat, and rachel is a sheep. Haba mina ez umina rachel chayav. So you're saying that it's kilayim, aha, I never explained it that way. You said that it's a kilayim between an ez and a rachel.
I'm not saying.
No, I said that. I understood that it was if it was a chayav with the ez or a chayav with the rachel. I still think it is lucky because we're going to see after we're going to go off to the father in a second. But okay, one second, let's get right. Just one second, Matthew. Just try to keep quiet for a second. Let me concentrate, yeah? Tell me about it. Hazroa v'alechayim v'hakeva nohagim b'kilayim v'koi. So we're not sure what kilayim is, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kilayim haba mina ez umina rachel. Right? Now the ez is a female goat. Okay? A tayish is a male goat. Remember, that's important here. This becomes very relevant. So ez, in our case, is not a generic. It's a female goat. And a tayish is a male goat. A rachel is...
It's a female.
No, a rachel is an older sheep. You see, that's the problem here. When it comes to a rachel, a rachel or rachela. You got a rachel and a rachela. Right, but because you see, in a sheep, you've got three levels of sheep. You've got a tale, which is a baby sheep. Mm-hmm. A rachel is a slightly older, more mature sheep. And you've got a keves, which is an older sheep. So that's the halachic classification.
Okay.
Is Tale, Rachel, Keves. Right? Now, Rachel could be Rachela, but maybe here it is talking about Rachel because Ez is the female. Right? Normally we've got Rachel and Rachela. If you Google, you'll see. But it's obviously talking about a female. Because it must be female, because we're talking about Ez or Rachel. So we're talking about the female.
It doesn't seem to say Rachel's a female. And
obviously,
Ez was a male.
Yeah, but it's,
no. An Ez is a female goat, and a Taish is a male goat.
Because here it says that sheep have 54 chromosomes and goats have 60, making it nearly impossible for them to breed and produce farm.
Okay, well, maybe that's why they use the word, they're making it nearly almost impossible. Which means that there is a slight possibility. There we are, exactly. So there we are. So we're discussing the rare case.
You're saying that the Gemara covers rare
problems. In fact, on the contrary, the Gemara as a rule discusses rare cases. For common cases, we don't need the Gemara. Okay, so let's carry on. So now we've got here. So Hanakama says that it applies to Kilayim and Koi. Okay. Now, just if you look here. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I never understood that way. But if you look now at the Likutei Rashi over here, he says it straight out. Look at the Likutei Rashi from the Gemara Yoma. Bekilayim de ez v'rachel mishnei minei behemot. Okay, mefurash. Okay, so that's straight out. Right, so that is, we're talking about kilayim here of two animals. And Rabbi Eliez and the koi. So now, and Robert says over there, the koi, here Rashi here as well in Yoma says, a koi is a tayish and a tzviya.
Again, that's why ez is a male. They're doing a male and a female.
I agree with you, but if you Google now, and I happen to... And I happened to look up yesterday all of this because of that. And Ez is a nekeva, by definition. And a tayish is a male. But I agree with you that in our cases over here, the Gemara over here is talking about an Ez as a generic Ez, right? And a tayish. Okay, now it all makes sense to me because now we're discussing kilayim of animals. So that makes sense to me. Okay. So Gemara is using it generically. Okay. So we've got Ez and Rachel is by goat and a she and lamb. And the koi is a tayish. You see, here the Gemara uses tayish. Tayish is definitely a male. It's definitely a male goat. That's no question. And a tzvia is a deer, a female deer, right? So we got a koi, which is a goat, and a deer, which is a safek. Now a goat and a deer is now either it's got the mother is a chaya, and the father is a behema. Now, on the one hand, it's got a father's behemoth. And the question is, do we go after the father or the mother? If we go after the father, then it is a behemoth. If it's a behemoth, then we've got to give the matanot, and we don't cover the blood. Remember, because you cover blood only for a chaya and a off. Mm-hmm. If we go after the mother, then it's a chaya. You cover the blood when you shecht it, and you don't give the matanot. Right? So that's the suffix. Okay, let's carry on. So now, so we got here, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kilayim Abba Min Ezer Min Arachel, Chaya B'Matro. He says that if it's a mixture of those two, that makes sense. Right? But you understand, right? However, and that's why he says here, Min HaTayish U'Min HaTzvia, although there is a Sifta Shasya which changes it to the Koi. But that is a Tayish and a Tzvia. So basically, a Tayish and a Tzvia, but now is by definition a Koi. If you look at the Mishra Shasya on the Chet, Mishra Shasya says, Rashal garas min koi, not min ha-tayish or min ha-tzvia, but that is a koi. It's the same thing, really. If the father's a tayish and the mother's a tzvia, it is a koi. Now, often there was a difference to, that's where my mistake was. Okay, let's carry on. Okay. So it says now, in a case like that, patur min ha-matanot. So now we've got a machloket, really, between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer, only with regards to the koi. With regards to the kilayim, they both agree that the kilayim are chayav. Okay, it makes more sense to me now as well. Never understood this yesterday. It's a little differently. So with regards to kilayim, they all agree, yes. With regards to the koi, they don't. There's their machloket. And the Kama says yes, and Rabbi Nezer says no. Now, Gemara is a kasha. Mechdi kaim beland v'inyan kisui hadam umatanot lo mishkachat lei. Now, you've got to read Rashi here, because the word missing here. It says, since we've established halocha, kaim beland. Right? Kaimelan, and this is a Gemara like early on Asugi and Dafpei. Now you need Rashi over here to fill in the missing words. Rashi is like this. Michti Kaimelan Botovet Beno in Dafpei. Dinyan Kisui Hadamu Matanot. You see that with regards to covering the blood of this koi, or with regards to the gifts. Shelo Mishkachat La Plugtaihu de Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan. That Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan only argue. Where's the argument? Ela b'tzvi haba ala taisha. This is a female tzvi. In other words, the father is the chaya, and the mother is a behema. Mm-hmm. So now we go other way around. The question is, where the father is the chaya, right? There we've got a machloket. Here we're talking about where the father is the behema, and the mother is the chaya. You with me? The mother is the chaya, seems to be that everybody agrees that it's a chaya. Where's the machloket on Daf Pei? When the father is the chaya and the mother is the behema. Uvein Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan Mesapkedei hu I choshashin lezera ha'av I ein choshashin. So there we've got a chashash. If the father is the chaya, do we choshash to the father? Because of the father, maybe now it's a chaya. When it seems like when the mother is a chaya, it's pasha that it's a chaya. You with me?
Yeah. Did we have recently an issue?
Daf Pei.
Oh, okay.
Pei Tzadik Kuf. 30 daf ago.
What was the topic?
About the matanot and the covering of the blood.
Covering blood.
They were covering exactly what's, right? This is the Gemara. Right? Ien choshin. Ubase afilu miktzat se. That's the machloket. Bese, the father is the se, right? Ubektzatse, in other words, the se here is a generic now for a rachel or a ez. Remember, se is both, right? Now, mar savar, this is chachamim, se vafilu miktzatse, even the father, we are choshesh. Umar Sava, Rabbi Eliezer says no. Se vafilu miktzatse lo amrinan. If it's a bit of a se, then we don't. That was the father's a se, we don't go after the father, we go after the mother. Now, so that's the background to that machloket there. Our machloket is a little different. Yeah, the father is the animal and the mother is the chaya. So Gemara like this. Bishlom el Rabbi Eliezer. We understand Rabbi Eliezer, why? Rabbi Eliezer is the patar. Because why is he patar? Why is he poter here? Because he says, we look at the father. It's even the father, in our case, right? He takes the father into consideration. So therefore, we wouldn't cover the blood. Because the father here is a behema. So therefore, we've got behema in it. Look at Rashi. There is no Rabbi Eliezer, the patar, kilayim haba min atayish. Uminatzvia. You see, the father is a behema, and the mother is a chaya. Svirle se velo miktzatse. Because he says only if it is a fully fledged se. and not a miktsatze. So therefore, you patur from kisui because it's a miktsatze. El rabana nehina midiksavrei seva afilu miktsatze. She said, with regards to chachamim, we understand that they say kisavrei seva, even a bit of the say. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says that you patur because we don't want anything mixture. But chachamim say that we acknowledge the father. So what we don't understand is, with regards to the matanot, palgelishko, the most you should be entitled to over here is half the matanot. Mm-hmm. Right? And look, why the other half? Because what's the other half? The other half is a machloket. The idach palga, and in the other half, when the kohen comes to you to get his matanot, he wants the other half, you say to him, leimelei, aiti raya, bring me proof that the mahalocha is that we don't worry about the fact that the father he has is a chaya, right? And if the and you can bring me proof that even though the father is here, it doesn't affect us, and it's a fully fledged behema, then you can have your other half. Okay, now she says over here. Okay, basically exactly like what I said. So why here do we say even to chachamim? We understand why he should be told to half of the koi's matana.